If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, I want to talk about my tendency to self-isolate. And as someone who used to overly socialize as a way to compensate for not having to think or feel feelings, because if I'm with people, I don't have to show up for myself. During the pandemic, I found myself really going into the opposite direction and self-isolating and choosing to stay home, choosing to be by myself, choosing not to reach out to people, and choosing to kind of do things at my own pace. And while I think that was a really healthy exercise, I have found that in my experience, too much self-isolation can lead to depression, and too much social time can be really draining, which can lead to depression. So I find that it's really important for me to keep a balance between the two and to try to make sure that I am both socializing enough, that I'm interacting with the world around me enough, that I am getting enough stimulation from the people around me so that I can appreciate my alone time and actually use that as restorative and healing and restful experiences so that I'm more excited to go out, right? Like the more that I accomplish that balance, the less that I have FOMO, and that includes FOMO of like, I'm not out right now and I'd rather be out, or when I'm out, that FOMO of I'd rather be home, you know? I find that if I can keep the balance pretty well, it doesn't get to be so serious, you know? And what has really helped me with this is remembering that energy is a finite resource and it needs to be managed just like all of our time, right? But before I go into how to manage your energy, I want to talk about what the actual definition of self-isolation is. Obviously, each of us need different amounts of isolation. Some of us are more introverted, some are more extroverted. Some of us experience social anxiety and things like that that can add to needing more alone time. That said, I do want to delineate between two definitions here, because I often think when you hear self-isolation, some people hear the word loneliness, and they are two very different experiences. Social isolation or self-isolation is an objective lack of connectedness with your peers, your friends, your family, your community around you. Whereas loneliness is a perceived lack of connectedness, right? So I can be in a room full of people and feel lonely, but social isolation is the objective lack of connection, right? Like I'm not going out, I'm not seeing people. And I think that's a really important distinction to make, because sometimes when I self-isolate, I do not feel lonely. That said, people who tend to self-isolate often do feel more lonely. So they are intertwined, but they are not the same. And I think that's an important distinction to make before I get into this, because I might reference loneliness and I might reference self-isolation, but I want to make sure that you understand when I do, I am referencing two different concepts. And like I said, isolation can be incredibly valuable and it's necessary for us at some points, right? You can become too overstimulated and some people will need more social isolation than others. But in general, the sense of loneliness and social isolation do increase with age. it is just naturally harder to make friends the less you're in contact with your community around you. And that happens naturally with age, with the way our community is set up. And it's something that I have to stay on top of. When I am finding myself in patterns of social isolation, I have to catch myself before it turns into loneliness or a pattern that I can't escape from. Because studies have shown that healthy and connected relationships are proven to impact our health behaviors and connect us to better resources, to offer emotional support and stress relief and cardiovascular and immune support function. And because of this, it's really important to make sure that when you're self-isolating, it is a choice, it is a restorative practice, it is a restful practice, and it is not just you avoiding putting on pants or you avoiding getting out of the house because it's difficult to stand up, right? And if it is, I'm going to offer some tools that I use to help me decide if I should get up and go or if I should call it and just stay home. But as long as it's a safe experience, a safe group of people, it can be really confusing when your body's like, I don't really want to go, even though I have no reason not to. And for me, that's something I've been falling in the pattern of a lot lately, and I'm trying to catch myself before it goes into the extreme loneliness factor or the extreme self-isolation to where I haven't left the house or spoken to a human being in days, right? I think that does it for this introduction episode. I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.